Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, got money? Would you like to manage it better? We've got some apps for you.
Some creepy Halloween apps too, and SoundCloud's gone iPad.
All that and Yamaha, and I'm not talking about a motorcycle, on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMyPC. Stay connected with GoToMyPC, the missing link that turns your iPad into a computer. Download the free app and visit GoToMyPC.com for your free 30-day trial. Use the promo code iPad. And by Ford, featuring voice-activated Sync App Link. Now you can control selected smartphone apps with your voice, so you keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Check it out on the 2012 Ford Fiesta and at Ford.com/technology. And by Slingbox, which just turned your iPad into a television. Slingbox introduces their new iPad app, so now you can watch your home TV on your iPad anywhere you take it. Check it out at Best Buy or Slingbox.com.
How'd you do that?
The giant finger of Leo.
You know, I knew he was Chief Twit, but I didn't know that he could move
mountains,
frames.
Move clouds.
Right in front of us. Yeah, and mountains. Those
that
two.
That's a tool time kind of a wipe. What is that show, Home Improvement?
Home Improvement.
Yeah,
with Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Funny things.
I didn't like that show at all.
Tim Allen? He's back.
I just didn't. I know. He's got another family and he's just older.
Yeah, see, that bothers me. Because I think you should have the same family.
Yeah.
Don't you?
With all those kids that are adults now, they should just still be the kids.
Why don't they ever do that? Like Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Why don't they ever do that? With the shows, Lost in Space, they got older.
I'm still waiting for a Breakfast Club.
Reunion.
Well, a sequel, so I know what happened the next day at school.
Emilio Estevez, cooked
were they?
Up.
Did It'll they ignore great. Each other? Were After they boyfriend, that. Girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. I bet you, well, it's high school, so you know what happened.
They ignored each other.
They pretended it never happened.
Well, that was sort of implied.
We never bonded. I don't know you.
But that's the great thing about that movie is that you don't know. You
right.
want so badly to see the next day at school, but you
right.
never will, and now they're old. So, on that note.
God, I'm depressed.
We're old. We're very old.
This is episode 69. That's how old this is. We've done almost 70
wow.
episodes.
For
a while, it was tracking your age. Now, it's not even tracking my age.
No, it's actually older than both of us.
It's older than both of us put together.
Episode 69.
In my dreams.
Summer of 69. Autumn of 69. Yeah.
Today, we're going to cover money. I said Halloween.
Right.
Sarah said, no, the problem with that is it's over.
We've got some Halloween apps. I just didn't know. When you put too many Halloween apps together, they start seeming dorky.
It's dorky.
Yeah.
So this is actually useful. This is, in fact, I think this is a category that has suddenly exploded on the iPad. And actually, there's some great stuff out there now.
And it's financial apps, which we have talked about financial apps. In fact, I went through all of our archives. I went back 68 shows and was like, now, when did we cover financial apps before when the show first started?
Have we?
We haven't as a theme.
That's what I thought.
We've talked about stuff here and there. We've discussed different apps, but we've never really had a nice bundle for people who are interested in that. And we get a lot of requests all the time for financial apps. In fact, who was the most recent? Paul from Coatesville, Pennsylvania said, will you cover financial apps? And I went, we have. And then I realized, no, we really haven't.
This is a
great world length.
That's changed a lot, because one of the things that people did originally with computers going back to the Apple II was balance their checkbook.
Yeah.
Every early personal computer had a checkbook balancing program. And for a long time, remember Quickens? From Intuit, was everybody was using Quicken, and then Microsoft had Microsoft Money,
right.
And these guys were head-to-head in the 90s. It was a big deal, and they've just, essentially, they've disappeared. I don't think people do it so much anymore, and partly it's because of two of the apps we're going to show, which, in effect, do it for you. You don't have to balance your checkbook. Just connect your accounts to these websites, and they'll do all the work for you.
Well, and so Mint.com is the first one that we're talking about, which
I got it right here.
We've talked about Mint before in the past, and chances are you're very familiar with it. Even if you don't use it, it's somewhat of an industry standard for tracking not only how much money you're spending, but what you're spending it on via
right.
categories that Mint is very helpful in putting into categories like food and drink or entertainment or movies or gas and mileage.
The original idea of Mint was that you would connect it up to your credit card and banking accounts, your loans, your 401k. mm-hmm. all of your financial stuff. They'd give you things like your net worth, but they'd also automatically budget. They'd say how much you'd spent on this, this, and this. They'd also, and the way, this was a free service, still is, and the way they make money is by offering you things, saying, well, you know, you've got a loan, but you could get a better loan from this guy, and that guy would pay for that, you see. So it makes a lot of sense. You can show a chat. I've got nothing to hide. You can show my iPad. So you could see that it's doing my, I don't know what that number means.
I think that's like what's in your checking right now.
Okay.
Because mine said $2, and that's true.
So you see, we can go back in time. Look at this. We can show. And so it's really, and so they'll actually create budgets based on what you've actually spent.
Yeah.
You can drill down. You can see what you spent on food and dining in the last whatever number of years that is.
Well, and you also, like, when you look at your pie, you've got a lot of, you know, for example, 1 month you spent a lot on shopping.
Right.
Right now, what we're looking at now, there's a lot of uncategorized stuff. You can actually help Mint get smarter.
That's right.
By categorizing certain purchases that, especially if they're recurring, so that Mint goes, oh, okay, even though I didn't understand that category, that's actually you spending
so
money
Mint
at the gas station.
And this was one thing that you spent a lot of time with Quicken doing, was saying, okay, that's that category, that's that category. Mint has a lot of transactions already built in. It knows what restaurants are. It knows
smart categories,
Kohl's and Macy's, and you know. So it pretty much does most of them. You can see it did more than half, but you can then go back through uncategorized things. Like it didn't know that bulbs.com was flowers, so I could put that in as flowers. It didn't.
Wait.
You know. So these are things it didn't know. SoftLayer. This is our.
How did you
web
spend
hosting.
Over $900 on flowers?
That's probably for the company, not me personally.
Okay.
So, by the way. The way I've set this up, it has all the accounts, not just my personal accounts, but all the company accounts. And if you're a business owner, that's actually very useful. That's why it's so much money, by the way. If you're a business owner, it's very useful because
you are really
apologizing. Many of our employees have credit cards.
That's true.
I can get notified by Mint. It'll pop up as a notification. You know, that went over the limit that you set for that credit card. You really get a lot of information. So instead of having to pour through statements, it will let you know. It's proactively letting you know what's going on.
Well, and as of this week, it's a universal app. It was the iPhone app until just a few days ago. So that's if it was something that kind of bothered you that it didn't look great on the iPad, now it looks awesome.
Well, and frankly, the iPhone app was really more a read-only app mm-hmm. with notifications. This now, really, because it's the iPad, you can do a lot in here. For instance, okay, and we're looking at a Carbonite account. No, we're not. We're looking at a Carbonite account. Uncategorized. So I can now categorize that probably as software, right? Electronics and hobbies. There it is. Electronics and software.
Yeah.
So I've now categorized it. Here's a nice thing, too. I can add tags. Now, we've got some basic ones, reimbursable tax-related vacation, but you could add additional tags. You can add notes. And the next time we get a Carbonite charge in there, which is every year, of course, for $55, it will automatically categorize it and tag it appropriately. I think this is really great. A great way to see overall what your spending is, where your budgets. You see I'm over budget there. By category are.
Well, it's really intuitive,
bill
too.
Bill reminders.
This is not something that you look at and say, I have no idea what I'm looking at. I mean, it's really easy to read.
And there's good consumer information. Here is 5 overpriced kids' products and their bargain alternatives. But the way they make money, my credit score is out of date, so they're going to suggest that I go to freecreditscore.com. Now, that's a paid service. That's
exactly.
An ad. And
they get like a referral fee through Mint.
That's funny that they call it freecreditscore.com when you actually have to pay.
Yeah, somebody
free.
Gets money.
There's no free.
No, there isn't a lot of free stuff.
But
even
not
all
even
the free
a
apps
free
are gonna
credit
figure
score.
It out.
That's not actually the one you should use. There is one you could use. Anyway, so that's how they make money. It's a free service. I've always loved Mint, but guess what? There's something new and better.
What?
The one you're going to show us.
Well, what do you mean? Are you talking about Stock Touch?
No, Page Once.
No, Page Once is you're the one who has to show me that.
Oh, I'm going to show.
Because I just signed up for an account.
Oh, okay.
I see. I can't show anything on these apps because
she doesn't even know how broke she is.
I'm broke. Okay. I just I'm already really depressed about it.
I don't understand. I showed people how rich I am. I don't understand why you wouldn't want to show people how broke
you
are.
I feel like people want to feel positive, so you keep showing them. You know, I do want to mention something about Mint as you're getting that set up. Is that one thing that I have noticed? Oh, you be quiet now. Come on.
Oh, I'm mocking myself.
Well, I have Chad. Chad has screenshots. I'm mocking myself because I don't have any money. But one thing I wanted to mention about Mint is I have 401ks from all of my old jobs.
And it keeps track of those.
It keeps track of them, but I have run into a situation where Revision 3, when I worked there, had a 401k that was, I don't know, it was just a smaller company, and Mint said, kind of obscure. Well, we just don't know that company.
That's true for all of these services. Yeah. It's only what they know.
Right.
In fact, let's raise a couple of these issues that apply to both Page Ones and Mint. One is exactly that. It won't work with everything. For instance, I turned on high security on my Bank of America account where it texts me a code every time I log in, unless it's a known computer. Mm-hmm. That's a very good feature that you want to have on there, but it won't work with Mint or Page Ones. It breaks it. So you have to, either if you're going to use these, you have to turn off security or you can't use them. Problem two that scares people is you're giving these companies credit card numbers, mm-hmm. bank account numbers. You're giving them full access to your accounts. That seems a little scary. It was one of the reasons I didn't use these services for a long time. I've reassured myself that they're using, in fact, as their back end, the same services like Yodlee that the banks use. And so it's actually not giving them information they don't already have anyway.
Right.
It's safe to use these. So those are a couple of negatives, a couple of caveats you might want to be aware of. The reason I like Page One's a little bit better, well, first of all, it ain't really free. They say free version. But if you want to use it, use the services, it's not free.
Right. So the app is free.
Mint is completely free, but really the truth is Page Ones is not. It's like freecreditreport.com. You end up paying. But I like it because it's got bill pay.
So this is why Page Ones is going to be awesome for me, because since I am the 99%, I am leaving Bank of America. I'm leaving Bank of America for all sorts of reasons. It's not just because of Occupy Wall Street, but
really?
I have
am
decided...
I supposed to leave? If I'm going to be the 99%, I have to leave Bank of America?
Well, you're not the 99%,
oh,
first
that's right.
Of all.
Never mind.
But no, I mean...
Never mind.
Well, that's the sort of thing. It's like the camping out is not really... I mean, that's just like a means to...
I understand.
...affect change. But if you're really going to change something...
You have to leave
You actually
these
have to stop supporting institutions
sure.
if you don't support them. Anyway, we're not going to talk about, you know, the political side of this, but... I decided to leave Bank of America. I posed a question on Google Plus a week or so ago saying, what is everybody doing if I want to leave B of A? I had like 400 responses.
All the banks suck.
Hot topic. And everyone said credit unions. Now, there's a credit union that's in our neck of the woods, Redwood Credit Union. You're probably mm-hmm. familiar with it. So I said, okay. And I know my mom uses it. Tom uses it. A few other people I know said, it's really great. Okay, so I'm looking at Redwood Credit Union online, and sure enough, you go through what, you know, credit unions are obviously different from banks because it's the people who, you know,
they're kind of nonprofits,
aren't
they?
Yeah, very much so. And they have some e-services, but they don't have any apps. And you kind of look at this website, and it's like, I don't want to be snobby or anything. I know that it works. I can go ahead and pay bills online through Redwood Credit Union. But I already don't like this compared to my B of A app, which, hey, B of A, you say what you want about them, but they have a great iPad
wired.
App.
They're
it is awesome.
Wired.
I don't even really go to B of A in a Chrome
browser. I'm
going to
tell you
Chrome
one reason
anymore.
You might want to be in a credit union.
Okay.
Some of the credit unions, I'm in the USAA Credit Union. There's a USAA app, which is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
You could take a picture of a check. It will deposit it. I'm telling you, listen, on the iPhone, you got the check. You take a picture of it. You press deposit. You tear up the check. It's in the bank.
But what if...
It's in the bank.
No, but what if the picture doesn't work and then you just tore up your own check?
Then you're screwed.
Well, that's
no, you
stupid.
You wait till it says, okay, I got it. Now it's in the bank.
Wow. How do they...
Chase does that. A lot of companies do that now. I think that's another reason. Now, B of A does not yet do that.
Although they do at their Versateller machines, they will read the check.
Yeah, yeah.
You put the
everybody's,
check in
everybody's
and it
moving,
reads it.
Everybody's moving to that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I don't know why, B of A, which has an excellent, I agree with you, an excellent iOS app, mm-hmm. and Android. Doesn't do that deposit.
I love their app, and I'm really going to miss it if I end up going over to Redwood Credit Union. So that's just something that I feel like credit unions are just behind a bit.
It's funny because Jack
in design Red's, and flexibility.
Jack Red's pointing out in the chat room that that's all the bank does is they take a picture of it and they send it to the clearinghouse. So I guess that's true nowadays. So you take a picture of it, and the phones have good enough cameras that you actually can. All they need is that number on there, and they can scan the amount.
But since I was telling the story about the credit union, if I had Page Once in order to pay my bills, then it wouldn't matter so much that Redwood Credit Union doesn't have a great app for me to use, because I could just pay my bills through Page Once.
Well, and the reason I like USAA, there's another one called Ally Bank, is they're online-only banks. That means they don't have any branches. They don't have any ATMs. That saves you money. That saves them money. But it means also, and I love this, you can use anybody's ATM and they reimburse you.
That is so cool.
So, in effect, all the ATMs are now your ATM.
Because B of A, what, this is the straw that
broke
the camel's back for me.
$5 to use.
$5 a month. Just to have one.
Up yours.
Just to have an ATM card, which of course we all have. And that doesn't even include the fees from other banks. Right. I was just like, what? Are you kidding me? I know it's only $5, but it's the principle. I'm done. Finally, Stock Touch is something that was suggested to us yesterday by Dana Brunetti, who was our guest on Triangulation.
And you'd never seen it before. You love it.
I love it. In fact, he said, you guys are going to talk about Stock Touch because I mentioned financial apps. And I said, what's Stock Touch? And he said, oh, my God. So he pulled out his phone. He showed it to me on his phone, but said, you got to download it on the iPad because visually it's so much better on the iPad. So I did.
Now, this is the first non-free app we've talked about, $4.99.
Yeah, it's $4.99. So it's $5. And I initially said to him, yeah, neato, huh?
So that's the periodic table of stocks.
Yeah. So what we're looking at is,
look at that.
This is what Stock Touch has categorized for us, like global consumer goods, services, healthcare, global technology. That was what I was interested in. So you see Apple up here, Microsoft, IBM. Let's say I'm interested in what's going on with Microsoft right now. So what I'm looking at is one day numbers, right? I can go to 1 month. Back to 5 years is as far back as it goes. But then I also have a bunch of categories. Right now I'm looking at price change. I can look at a volume graph versus the S&P 500, which a lot of people like to do.
I was a big fan of the Bloomberg app for a lot of these features, but this kind of takes it to the next level. Those are the 100 biggest companies in that technology sector.
Exactly. And what I'm doing is I'm just going back and forth by pinching and zooming.
Isn't
so I can
neat?
Zoom
and
into IBM.
If it's
same
red,
thing.
It's down today. If it's green, it's up today.
Yeah, and you can see the brighter green means it's up more than, you know, so like Apple up quite a bit versus IBM, which is up a little. Cisco is nice and bright red because it was down more than, Ericsson? Yeah. Oh, Ericsson. Anyway, so this is...
And by the way, those colors... You can do them for today, but you can go back as long as 5 years. So you can look at the stocks that have performed the best in the last year, 3 months, 1 month.
Exactamundo.
I think that's really a nice way to quickly grasp how companies are doing.
Exactly. Ooh, whatever you're looking at right now, everybody's up.
Yeah, I'm looking at 1 month.
It's a good group.
But if you look at today, not so hot.
Yeah, it's a little
bit
different.
Not so hot.
So this is when you say, well, okay, well, this is sort of like a stock market thing. How has this become anything about personal finances? Well, you may have stock in some of these companies, or you might be considering investing in some of these companies. What you can do is you can search for a particular company. Let's say I didn't find Apple in the technology sector. I could just go ahead and I'm writing in the price, but launch Apple that way. And then I can make this a favorite. So this is something that I've said, okay, in my preferences area.
So you're going to add it to your basket, basically.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. And then I can go straight to my favorites. What have I faved?
Yeah, I pretty much, I don't own any of these stocks, but obviously for our reporting, we want to cover Google, Apple, Microsoft, RIM, and see how they're all doing. So this is really handy just to kind of keep an eye on things. This is a very nice app, I have to say.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
Somebody's saying Schwab also will let you do the deposit checks with your iPhone app. And they have free ATMs. But, of course, the reason Schwab makes money is because you use them as your broker as well. And I imagine there's some minimum amount of trades you have to do. There's a lot. This is a revolution is what's happening here. And I think that because we're now able to use these computers in such an easy, friendly way, it's time to start looking at changing your bank, realigning your stocks, doing all these things you couldn't do before because it's so much easier to do them and keep up on your financial life.
Oh, I see what happened. Okay, I was like, why am I not going to my favorites? I actually am. So you can see Apple is highlighted here because I added them as a favorite.
Those are the favorites right there.
Yeah. Well, they were mine. I mean, just as far as research purposes.
This is called
and
Stock
then,
Touch.
BB&T Corporation. Stock Touch. Yeah, it's really, I mean, this is, I'm just sort of playing around right now. But as you can see, not only is it, it's just kind of a fun app to fool around with on an iPad, but the information is awesome. I mean, it's kind of everything you'd ever want to know about all these guys going back again between anything between the last day and 5 years, with a lot of also links to relevant news items about the company. Have they been in the news? And so on and so forth.
I love
$4.99, $5.
You can also arrange this grid by winners, by trading activity, market cap. So, of course, Apple would be up here.
You could really waste some time just
it's
watching
really fun.
Stuff.
Yeah, to look at this stuff. Yeah. So, I did the multi-finger touch, and it swiped the whole thing down. Apple, Microsoft, IBM, Google, AT&T, Oracle. These are the in order of market cap. This is really fun. Down here, look at this. Oh, it's not even on the screen. Netflix.
It just fell right off. No,
oh,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, Natty.
I'm just teasing him.
Oh, Quickster.
So I'm excited. I think this is a great category. I think we should do this on a more regular basis.
I do, too.
Because what we're finding is there's a ton of apps here.
Well, everybody's got, whether you have a little money or a lot of money,
right?
It's really important to be able to manage it. There's so many tools. Some of them, like Mint.com, are finally on the iPad in a really good way. And it's sort of like eating. We can do cooking apps regularly because people are always going to need to eat.
They're always going to need to eat.
You're always going to need to keep money.
I would say Page Once now instead of Mint just because it has most of those Mint features and it has bill pay. Isn't that great?
Absolutely.
I've been using bill pay for years, but I use an external service.
Yeah, I love that. Page Once. Okay, so we talked about Mint. We talked about B of A versus my credit union. Page Once may be my solution. Mm-hmm. So I can have a credit union that's awesome, mm-hmm. but then an iPad interface that's also awesome. And then, of course, StockTouch. And thanks again to Dana Brunetti for recommending that to us because I don't know if I would have come across it anytime soon otherwise. So for all of the links that we just mentioned, if for some reason you're like, I liked the second thing you talked about, but I forget what it was, don't worry. We'll have them all on our episode page, which is at twit.tv/IPT. That's where all of our archives live. Each show has its own show notes where we just run down everything that Leo and I talked about. We link to any articles that we referenced, our app caps, and so on and so forth. You know, for episode 68, if you, for whatever reason, missed it, you can go ahead and just play the episode. That was the one face, large face.
One face. There was other things going on there.
Yeah.
We ever get that work? I think it's because my head was tilted and I have an unusual tongue that perhaps...
The accessibility part of the iPad doesn't think that families will be taking pictures like that. So we stumped it. But anyway, you can see where all of our links there are. So that's a really good way to catch up on any episodes you missed. But if you're watching live, that's sort of the most fun way to watch the show. If for any reason you're watching us later and you want to watch us live next week, we shoot at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. Just tune in to live.twit.tv or just twit.tv now. You don't even need the live.
Don't need the live. The live still works. We'll always keep that around because it was for PS3 users and just some people just want to load it right away and watch it. But
exactly. Yeah,
twit.tv also has the live stream on it. Hey, this show brought to you today by GoToMyPC, which is just the greatest remote access solution, especially for you iPad users, because GoToMyPC turns your iPad into your office desktop or your home desktop, Mac or Windows. It's working on the iPad, and that's just remarkable. Here's the deal. The app is free, but start by going to GoToMyPC.com and sign up for the free 30-day trial. Promo code is iPad. And then download the app on your iPhone, iPad. They do it on Android phones now, too. It's just amazing. You can access your computer anywhere you go. Send and receive email. Run any program. Access any network resource. It's weird when you're on an iPad and you're seeing Windows. That is just strange. But it works. It works. Go to mypc.com. Click the try it free button. Enter the promo code iPad. And then don't forget, that's for the desktop. That's to install the remote access on your desktop. And then put it on your iPad and just have some fun with it. You're going to love it.
You are.
You are.
You are.
You are.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said.
I agree.
That's what she said.
So.
We have an iOS mystery. This was brought up by Damon Ferguson from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. As much as Apple has done to make iOS 5 PC free, he says, there's one area that's lacking automatic downloading of subscribe to podcasts. Mm-hmm. Whereas iTunes on the Mac and the PC will download the latest podcast episodes automatically. Haven't found a similar option in iOS 5 to automatically download podcasts from the internet to my iPhone or my iPad. Isn't this an oversight, given that iCloud can push music and apps and books to anybody's device? Where's the PC-free love for podcasts? Have I missed something? If not, do we have any app-based alternatives?
Well, yes.
Is there any loss of quality with videos to using an app alternative rather than native iOS?
No. There's a very good podcast app. This is actually something that's always been a problem, frankly, for iPhone and iPod, is that they don't automatically download mm-hmm. onto the iPad.
But with iCloud, so many things will automatically sync. Why not podcasts? If you sync on iTunes on your computer, why not? I want a reason. I want an answer.
So there's a couple of answers. One is that you could go show by show. For instance, we have our own app, and there are other apps that will do that. But then there's also, isn't it Downcast? Isn't that the one that you've recommended?
I love Downcast. However, iOS iCloud syncing not yet available for podcasts. Coming soon.
But it will sync over the Wi-Fi.
Yes.
So who cares if it uses iCloud?
Well, because what
if that was his question was, what, he has it on his desktop and he wants it through iCloud to sync?
Yeah.
Ah, I misunderstood.
He just doesn't get why that's not a feature when so many other...
So it only syncs songs. Is that what
pictures. I didn't even try pictures it. As well.
So you can't... So if you have a podcast in iTunes and you're doing the iCloud sync, it won't...
Not for podcasts.
It's only stuff you buy in the iTunes store.
Right. Well, yeah. Well...
So even if you subscribe...
Yeah.
Well, my suggestion is don't try to do it that way. In fact, you don't even need to put, frankly, your podcast on your computer at all anymore. Use Downcast. Subscribe to your podcast.
Yeah, but let's say you get through half of a show and you want to pick it up later. That would be something that iCloud could be cool with syncing.
You're right.
Here's the deal. So I looked this up, and Downcast does not, even though Downcast is definitely my podcast app of choice,
yeah.
I love it. But it doesn't have what Damon is actually specifically asking for. There is an app called Instacast that does. In fact,
really?
It is the first podcast iCloud syncing app that I believe that exists. Now,
Wi-Fi using iCloud? No, yeah. Not even Wi-Fi.
It doesn't need to. Wi-Fi doesn't even
matter. From the cloud.
Yeah, from the cloud. However, it is an iPhone app, so.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
Does it sync where you left off? That's the question.
Yes.
Wow.
I looked it up. So Instacast,
good catch.
Which is not free, it is $2. So keep that in mind. But if that's really something that you want, I believe that's your best bet right now. Now the other podcast apps are going to catch up. They're all going to offer this eventually. It's just this is the first that I found. If you found any other ones, let us know. But I think Instacast is your best bet, Damon. And the quality won't be lost.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, neat, huh?
No, it's the same. It's the same file, so you shouldn't. It's not going to. I guess with video, they might want to squeeze it, but I don't know what they do.
Also, with so many of these apps, oh look, MacBreak Weekly, right up on the.
Really?
Yeah, with Twit. Huh. Where are we?
Huh.
Where the heck are we? Huh?
Huh?
Tom Merritt.
There's Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
there's
Twig.
Twig. Okay.
Uh huh.
Huh.
Yeah.
There's
Windows
else.
Weekly.
There's Windows Weekly, yeah. Uh-huh.
Hello.
Is it in alphabetical
there
order?
There we are.
They're right under Steve Gibson, iPad Today.
Yeah.
Now, is that just the audio?
I
have to turn my head sideways.
These are audio.
Do you, when you edit this, rotate it?
No. I just didn't feel like picking up my iPad. Well, I said it was an iPhone app, so everybody knows that that's the deal, is that you got to look at it in portrait mode.
Stuck.
It's annoying. Hey, for audio stuff, use Instacast if you want to use iCloud.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me a hand.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm just...
Okay.
Oh,
back up.
You.
There you go. Everything's going to be all right. We talked a little bit at the beginning of the show how we didn't really want to do a whole theme for Halloween apps.
Right.
That's actually just... kind of a Scrooge. I don't really like dressing up.
I think Scrooge is Christmas.
Well, but I'm a Halloween Scrooge is what I mean. I just want to poo-poo the whole thing because I'm lazy. I don't like costumes. I like other people in costumes. I just don't want to go through the trouble. But it would be silly not to talk about at least a couple of fun little Halloween apps that we can play with. And one is iMutator, which actually played with in the past. And it works just fine on the iPad. And it's not an iPhone app. No. It's universal.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah. It is universal since the last time we played around with it. In fact,
I'm going to warn you, this scares the hell out of people.
It does. So this is actually worth rotating because you just got to see how cool this is.
It's going to take a picture of Sarah and it's going to scarify it.
Well, or you know what we could do?
You already have one?
Well, we could import. I have actually been playing around with this a little bit before, but fine. I'll do it live.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see Sarah.
So
she's going to take a picture of herself.
Camera.
Yeah. There you go. That's
I'm supposed to be nice, right?
Yeah, I was going to say that. You don't have to make it scary because it will do the job. That's cute, Sarah.
Disgusting.
That's the Sarah we all love. Now you match the eyes and mouth.
That's right.
To the picture.
You're
sizing it so that way it'll work.
So now I have some options. Do I want to do zombie attack? Do I want to do vampire? Curse of the witch from the grave? Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so now.
This is going to be good. Now you could church your hair, mouth, cheeks.
Let's do hair.
You got all these choices.
Ooh, that's really pretty. Now we do mouth. Let's do closed. Ooh, yeah, I'm starting to look good.
She's getting scarier.
Let's do some cheeks.
Now, you can actually obscure the picture entirely, but it's designed to kind of preserve enough of it.
Right.
So that you can still tell it's Sarah, just like, what the heck?
Yeah.
She really had a rough night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now why?
You're moving the cheek.
Oh, I see.
Oh, different mouth.
That almost looks like your mouth. That's
that looks like
weird.
Me.
So this is really neat. So let's say I'm done. I've never looked better. That's really pretty. Then I can save it to my library. I could, you know, post it on Facebook. You know, if you're one of those people who changes your profile pic regularly. And I could start over. I actually did one earlier with I imported a picture of my cat. Now, come on, Leo.
It works with cats, too.
Yeah, it works with pretty much anybody. So this is Lucy. And okay. I thought I'd make her kind of spooky for Halloween.
Spooky Lucy.
So that's pretty.
It really, I used this on Facebook last year. People just got terrified.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Not in a good way. They didn't like it. They said, ooh, it's creepy.
Well, that's fun, though. Come on.
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have the blood dripping down and all that, but.
So,
oh,
that, yeah.
So new cat eyes.
Yeah.
So you see, it really is actually very easy.
my cat is so cute already. He's a werewolf.
Oh, isn't that neat? Give her some teeth. There you go.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a spooky cat.
She's cute.
As you can see, this is a lot more fun for the person doing it than everybody else.
Yeah. No, this is silly. But it's a silly Halloween app. Now, this isn't.
Apparently, they think your cat looks like Betty White.
What?
I don't believe
I've
so.
I've never heard anything like
no,
that.
That's,
but that's maybe the weirdest thing I've ever
that's
heard.
The first, yeah.
My cat looks like Betty White. But thank you. I love Betty White.
Sure.
iMutator is 99 cents. Also, Incredibooth, which is one of these fun photography apps.
I heard you say that, and I'm looking at Incredibooth. I don't see anything new.
Well, because you don't know where to look. Leo, party in your pants. That was for the iPhone. But they have a great iPad app. I was playing around with it a little bit earlier
this
morning.
I love this. I've, you know.
Well, because here's what you do. You go to the homepage. So arrow. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, go to the homepage.
And now you can see that you've got some different options, right? So
I didn't slide.
Here's Incredible Cowboy, slide. House of Haunt. Or a new booth. So I went ahead and bought House of Haunt. Now, House of Haunt was $1. It was 99 cents. So these are sort of like in-app purchases where you end up paying
at
a little
bit more. At the Hipstamart.
Yes, at the Hipstamart. These are the folks that made the app. So I played around a little bit earlier with...
this is cool.
Yeah. This is sort of like...
And they're only $1, right?
Yeah, exactly. And these are fun. I mean, it's photo booth stuff. So this is me using one of the filters to try to look as scary as possible. It's a little bit less like monster scary and just more kind of fun filtery stuff. But yeah, I enjoyed it. It was a good time.
So in this one, unlike the mutator, you want to actually make a scary face. Mutator, you just want to look normal. It will make you scary.
Exactly. Okay, so come over here. If we were going to do an Incredibooth that was sort of scary, Leo.
I'm sorry.
You're supposed to be in my Incredibooth.
Gosh. I love it when we do this. This is the only time she lets me get close to her.
The sound effects make it better. All right, so it takes a minute to load into.
So what is it doing? Is it, it's just a filter?
Yeah, exactly.
A scary filter.
It's a scary filter. Okay, so if I go into my pictures, what's going on here? Why are you being slow?
Isn't that it?
We're done. What happened? Weird. Nate.
No, that's your strip. There it is.
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah, we're really ugly.
Now you want to, can you look at it big? Oh, here.
Yeah. For some reason, it only wants to look one way.
Ooh.
So there we are. So, like, we're disgusting.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
That's really cool.
So there's like a little bit of distortion, but it's more just sort of like creepy photo filters.
Jeez Louise.
And then I'll send that to Facebook.
I've never looked so good.
Yeah, I know. Me either.
Wow. Better than makeup.
Yeah, so you go ahead and share, and I'll just, I'll share to Facebook. Which I think I've already got that. Yeah, got that.
Me too.
Yeah. So those are silly. Okay.
I got the haunted house.
Silly Halloween. If that's what you wanted,
was
that's
that the
what
witch
get.
One?
What do you mean?
I got the haunted house one.
House of Haunt.
Is that what you got?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the same.
I was going to go a different one.
Oh. Well, but that no. But you have options within House of Haunt. You have three different filter options. It's 1, 2, and 3 on the
got
little on the little
yeah, yeah,
record.
Yeah, yeah. But they also have what is that? Growl color? Crown color? So there's a lot of other looks. I didn't know they had other looks.
I know. There's more to it.
Ah.
Again, you buy the bundles. So
yeah.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, it's all right.
But it's okay.
99 cents. I don't know.
Got a very cool duh tip. This one comes from Mike, but he got it from Lifehacker. This is great. Did you know that in iOS 5, when you've got Safari open, so let's go ahead and open Safari.
iOS 5 Safari.
All right, so let's say I'm reading this article on The Motley Fool about Taiwanese semiconductors, and I go ahead and close the tab.
Are you actually reading that?
No, that was something that it was an app, something from Stockwatch.
I was trying to do something else. I'm impressed.
So let's say that I've closed that tab and then I was like, I didn't want to do that. What if you press and hold the plus button?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
It's the save button. It becomes a save. Now, this is something that Shift-Command-T in Chrome I use all the time. When you close a tab and you go, I didn't mean to close that. Shift-Command-T and it opens right back up again. It's like one of my favorite shortcuts ever. So this is exactly the same thing. Again, you know, if I'm reading a Nokia story and I go ahead and close it, that is actually something I was reading for TNT yesterday.
So recently closed tabs are remembered and can be restored.
Exactly. And it can be more than one, too.
That's
so
a nice
I just
feature.
Closed two tabs really quickly, recently closed tabs. I go ahead and open them. So that's very, very helpful.
I use that
comes
a
in
lot.
Really, really handy.
On the desktop, and that will be very handy on the iPad.
Yeah.
That's great.
So thanks, Mike. Ooh. I had missed that little life hacker tip. You were the best.
Isn't it fun?
Dude.
Isn't it fun when you have things that are hidden, like almost like Easter eggs, where they put in some nice functionality and they just kind of just put it in there and let people find it.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's
and once
great.
You find it, you go, this is so awesome. I'm going to use it all the time. And I'm always closing my Tech News Today tab, which is always open because I read a lot of stories that we do on the show at the gym in the morning. So I always am like, close that tab. Docs.google.com. I don't have to do any of that anymore. iPad Stars of the Week. We haven't had a Star of the Week in a while.
I didn't even know we had a feature called Stars of the Week.
Well, remember when for a while I was featuring people's cats and then you were like, can we not do that? And then I went with dogs
so
and then
stars.
You were like, can we not do that? Yeah, they're Stars of the Week.
They could be any kind of animal.
It could be anything at all, really. But Todd Cotton had written in, this is great. You're going to love this
his
picture.
His dad is his star.
Yeah. So he says, greetings, Leo and Sarah. When CBS prevents you from seeing, is the Broncos guy
Tebow?
Tebow.
Hey, Lisa, who's Tebow play for?
The Broncos. I just didn't know how to.
Who does Tebow play for?
The Broncos.
Oh, you knew that.
Yeah, just listen to me.
You just don't know how to say his name.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was Tebow or I don't really follow the Broncos. Anyway, he does. When CBS prevents you from seeing Tebow, no worries. Have your dad Skype you the game via iPad. Love the entire Twit Network and watch religiously. Keep up the good work.
His dad Skyped him?
Look at this picture. Now, Chad, you got to pull out because you're only showing like half of the picture.
So there's his iPad sitting in front of the TV.
Sitting on like a garbage pail. Well, now this is his dad's house. So dad is just chilling with the cat. See, I got a cat in there. dad is chilling. The son says, I can't get the game. Dad says, don't even worry about it. Let's watch together. Yeah. I mean, he probably had a few different options there.
Well, you could have bought a sling box, but okay. Since he didn't have a sling box.
No.
Next best thing.
You just get the iPad up there, and you're looking, and it's not a mirror image, you know? So I was like, wait, isn't he watching the game backwards? But he's not, because it's Skype. You're watching it just as if somebody was...
Wow, that's really cool.
Isn't that neat?
That's really great.
So thanks, Todd Cotton's dad.
Almost certainly a violation of NFL rules.
Well, that's okay.
Who cares?
What do we care about?
Are they going to come home over to your house and tackle you?
What are they going to do?
What are they
going to
do? Hey, this show is always brought to you by our great friends at Ford. Ford has just taken the car and brought it into the 21st century with the most amazing consumer electronics inside. That's why for the last few years, Ford's actually keynoted the Consumer Electronics Show. They understand that's the business they're in, making great cars, great fit, finish, feel, reliability, incredible gas mileage. But the technology that goes in these Fords is amazing. And not only amazing engines, electric, gas, and hybrid, but also things like, well, did you see the app link now that's in the new My Ford Touch? This is so cool. There's Tim Westergren. You know who he is, Mr. Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
You can now use Pandora in your Ford with the Sync app link. It lets you control the apps on your smartphone. I asked Ali Mulally about it. He said, well, we know smartphones are moving faster than we could in cars. So what we did is we give the capability to the smartphone, we put it in the car. So you can push the button on your Sync and tell your phone, play my Johnny Cash Pandora station, for instance. I want to hear Arcade Fire, for instance. You can also listen to tweets. There's this thing called OpenBeak. It works with OpenBeak. It will read you your tweets.
Oh, you don't even need Siri.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Before there was Siri, there was Sync, and it's amazing. Select your favorite station. You can even make a new station. You can bookmark songs to purchase. Thumbs up, thumbs down. You can say things like play station classic rock, bookmark song, thumbs up this song, thumbs down that song. With Open Beak, you can say read timelines. You can say just, I want to read my replies. I want to see what people are saying to Sarah Lane today. This is an API platform, so they're working with app developers.
That's awesome.
So they can expand this to other apps as well. Voice-activated sync with AppLink is available in the 2012 Ford Fiesta. And, of course, all the other great technologies you can find out about at Ford. There it is. I'm going to get the electric Fiesta. I can't wait. Ford.
I thought you were getting the Focus. Fiesta?
No, not Fiesta. Sorry. Did I say?
You said Fiesta.
I said Fiesta. It does say Fiesta.
Well, I did.
But I'm going to get the Focus.
Yeah, because it's a little bit.
It's also in the Focus.
Yeah.
It says Fiesta here.
Yeah.
I didn't even paying attention.
Well, now there's two
you
different
were.
Cars.
There's many cars. You know, Ford makes, like, several cars.
Yeah, you have one.
I have a Mustang. So, yeah, no, though it's in the Fiesta. I'm pretty sure it's in the 2012 Ford Focus as well. But
yeah.
I'm going to guess that's my next. I'm waiting. I'm on the list. Electric Ford Focus, 2012. Lisa, when is that 2012 Ford Focus coming?
You're going to roll in silently.
Denver Broncos?
You're going to be
she
like.
She says it's the Broncos.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Why? The Broncos, Leo. The Broncos. Hey, what is that guy?
What's Tebow's first name?
Denver.
Tim. Tim Tebow.
Wow. All right. So
I know my football.
Yeah, you sure
like
do.
I know my Fords.
Fiesta, Focus. They're all good.
No, they are all good.
We want them all to
Mustangs,
win.
Mustangs. Edge. Yeah. We had an Edge the other day. It was so cool. We were driving around the Ford.
Martin Sargent bought a Ford Fusion recently.
Smart man.
Loves
that's the hybrid.
It.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Although
and he likes it because it's a little roomier because it's really tall.
That's nice. Well, he's a big guy.
Yeah, he is. All right. So let's move on to some
he likes to
viewer
ride in the
feedback.
Trunk, so trunk space is important.
Yeah, he does. It's weird.
You just
I've
fold
asked
him, up,
him why,
in the trunk.
And he says he just feels more comfortable.
I think the windows scare him.
Yeah, it's like a small closet. He doesn't want to see the world. Okay, so Adam R. had a really great rundown of apps that can be helpful for many of you. We'll just kind of run through them because if we were going to demo them all, it would take forever. But he says, now that media servers are gaining more of a presence in people's homes, might be a good idea to tell our audience about ways that the iPad can interact with them. If you do, I have a couple apps that might help people out. So his first suggestion is OPlayer.
Oh, I don't
do you know OPlayer?
No.
So he says this allows you to stream many formats from a network
attached storage
drive to your iPad, including
DivX. I have
DivX.
An NAS, so I could play this stuff off. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, he says the neat part is you can also download the videos to your iPad directly from your NAS for watching later. Okay, so that's the first one. So that's cool. Next one is Air Video. He says, I know that you've covered this, but it's really come in handy for me specifically when I've been out with my kids and they get bored. Mm-hmm. I can stream directly from my NAS drives at home. They can get their cartoon fix while I'm food shopping. I assume he doesn't leave them in the car. But if they, I'm sure they'll be fine.
Well, if you do, my suggestion, lock the doors and roll the windows down a little bit because, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, like a dog. And finally, Plex.
I always leave my kids a bowl of water because they get thirsty.
By the way, I'm totally kidding. I don't have kids, so I don't know how to take care of kids.
We know better than that.
You take your kids in with you, but they can hold the iPad in the shopping cart.
They have now little shopping carts with iPad stands.
They do not.
Just for the kids.
Who's they?
They.
Probably in Tokyo somewhere there is such a thing. I'm sure of it. And finally, he says Plex.
Love Plex.
Plex says about Plex, I use the gorgeous Plex media server on my iMac and the Mac Mini connected to my TV.
But I didn't know they had an iPad app.
They do. The Plex app, he says, it's a beautiful extension of a really great program. It even allows you to use your iPad or iPhone as a remote for your TV
Chad,
or your Mac.
Pick the link that says iPad on that screenshot because we're looking at those iPhone screenshots up in the upper right corner.
Yeah.
Right? No.
No,
down.
There you go.
So that's exactly the same.
Well, it's...
It's bigger.
Yeah, the no icons space. Are a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And they've got, you know, kind of... That little roll functionality, you rarely see that in the iPhone app because
right.
it's kind of
small. Too hard to do.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, you've got Plex, you've got Air Video, and you've got OPlayer. That's all from Adam R., wherever you might live. We'll have all those links in our show notes, too. If what we sounded good to you, we'll make sure that they don't go... walking off without you having a chance to download them. Mm-mm. So thank you for that. We also got an email from Aaron Hahn in Maryland who says, okay, episode 68, so that was last week. You discussed at length your thoughts about Newsstand. You had some more issues than I did. I'm a pretty big Newsstand fan. He says, like Sarah, I love it, but I have a gripe. I always thought of Newsstand, Apple's way of iBooks from magazine and newspapers. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they demoed it that way. So why is it impossible to search for magazines using the store button from within the Newsstand app itself? Can't do it. So I was like,
what? Because it brings you to the store.
So I said, yes, you can. So here I am at home saying, all right, I'm going to show Aaron
you
Hahn.
You can only search. No, I see what he's saying. So you click the store button.
Okay, so here's my Newsstand. These are my magazines that I'm reading regularly. There's a nice store icon within the in the Newsstand app that takes you to the store.
So now what you're going to see, if you're in the App Store.
Right.
Or the iTunes store, but you're only going to see... No, it's actually the App Store. But you're only going to see Newsstand apps.
Exactly. So these are all apps that work well with Newsstand. Where's the search functionality?
Well, this is the same issue I have. It's so weird because you can't search in the App Store update feature either. You've got to go to another page in the App Store to search.
This
now,
is
it's really
something
a downside here because you're searching for everything.
Exactly.
Now.
So he's like, how do I search for magazines that will work well in Newsstand? I can't do that. I mean, I can just kind of scroll through what's hot, what's new and noteworthy, you know, the stuff that's featured. But that's dumb. You need a search functionality. And this is actually a gripe I have with the App Store in general. Anytime I'm looking, you know, and I'm downloading new apps for our show, all the time, almost every day of the week. So it's like if I just know the name of an app, for example, I got to go into categories, which is like I don't actually want to search through categories.
But remember, notice one of those categories. One of those categories is Newsstand.
But you can't. But that's
and then you could search.
But then it goes back to.
Does it?
It just goes back.
I can't do it on mine.
Okay.
What happened? So there it is on the left.
Where? Oh, Newsstand. Well, this is something that's.
And now the search bar is there.
Oh.
But that's I agree, it's wrong, but that's how you do it.
But at least that's better.
So you go to it's not the way it should be,
but
though.
You know what? I don't think that I'm searching with a Newsstand. I think I'm still searching with an App Store.
Well, that's a good question.
So, like, let's say Mint. Yeah, that's just pulling up regular apps.
I've always had this problem. It's just crazy.
It's weird.
I
think...
They should do a better job of that.
They're probably going to. They probably don't have enough partners that work well with Newsstand enough for them to add a search functionality
you
that's going to be
it's
helpful.
Bad on the iPad, it's worse on the iPhone. They have like four magazines.
Oh,
and half of them are highlights for children. I don't want you know.
I really don't read. I've had this conversation with a lot of people who prefer to read like their Kindle books on their iPhone, and I don't get that. It's too small for me.
No.
Yeah, MG is always like, I like it because it's much more specific. I'm just looking at a specific, area.
Four words at a time.
Exactly. So
now, I did a little test.
Okay.
Speaking of Kindle.
All right.
I bought the Steve Jobs biography on both the Kindle and the iBooks. And I have to say, I like the iBook version better.
So what's different?
Well, a couple
why do you
of
like
things.
It better?
Mostly because the pictures, and there are a lot of pictures in this book, are much better rendered, of course, on a reflective screen. I don't know, I feel like I'm reading a book a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. It's as book as it could possibly look.
Yeah. And of course, now this is in the landscape mode, in the portrait mode, it's then one page, but you still have to page turn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I felt like this, I liked reading it this way better. Maybe because it's got Steve Jobs.
Finally, iBooks wins.
It's the first iBook book. I have a few iBooks books. It's the first one I've read in iBooks. Yep.
Okay, good stuff. Well, we also have a hard copy, too. But
I bought every copy.
You bought everything.
I bought it on Audible. I'm listening on Audible.
25 hours long.
Yeah, it's long. I bought it on the iBooks.
iBooks.
And I bought it hardcover, and I think that's it.
Yeah.
Is there any other form I could buy it in? Because I'll buy it in that form, too.
No.
You know why I did that? Because I wanted to see who I would get it first from.
Well, it's also...
And it was Amazon. I got it at 7 p.m. the night before it was supposed to come out.
That's awesome. Well, it's also, I mean, what better test to see how things work on an iPad than the Steve Jobs biography?
That's the other way. That's the other reason. I just want to say, well, okay, let's see how it feels.
You know, I haven't read one book through iBooks.
This is literally
my
first.
Not a one. I mean, I've tested it out a number of times, but it's not like I've read a book from start to finish via iBooks. Maybe
so you see how much better the images look. I just think that that's a better look for the images.
Well, Steve would have it no other way, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll go back to...
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he somehow sabotaged the Kindle app so that his biography would look better in iBooks. It just seems like something he would do.
See, look like in this one.
I say that with
love. Doesn't that feel more like you're just... Like it's just better looking.
Yeah, it's a book.
It's a book.
It's a freaking book.
Yeah, you get the pictures and everything.
All right, let's move on to weekly voicemail. This one comes from Shakita, who needs some automation.
Hey guys, this is Shakita in El Paso, Texas. Just had a quick thought. I was wondering if you guys know of a iPhone app or iPad app that allows you to send text messages over and over again, like a text repeater or something. Like, for example, if I wanted to send happy birthday to the same person multiple times, like 5 minutes apart.
That's probably illegal.
Is there an app for that?
That's probably illegal. It ain't happy
great
birthday.
Show, keep up the good work, and I'll be listening for any response you may have. Thank you.
I guarantee you, Shakita is not sending happy birthday over and over again. Because why would you do that?
Well, that's my question is, the first happy birthday via text will be appreciated. The second through any other.
That's what I'm saying.
What the heck?
She's saying something besides happy birthday.
Like, what is she saying?
I will think about it.
Well, I don't
mean
know.
Things. She's saying mean things.
It's like a harassment tool?
It's for harassing ex-boyfriends.
Okay.
A voting tool.
Oh, for American Idol. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you vote as many times as you want, like within 24 hours?
I don't know. I don't
watch American Idol.
I don't know.
So this is something where,
I watch it, but I'm usually drunk.
If you were going to
vote. So I don't really know how it works.
It's the only way to watch it, really.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since Simon Cowell left, I mean, what else is there?
He left. See, I didn't
even
notice.
Yeah, he's on X Factor now.
I know
a little bit. I just don't actually watch any of the shows. So if it was something where, so there are certain voting polls where you can text to vote and you can vote a variety of times. So that might be something that could come in handy. But I don't know of any apps that do this. And I, quite frankly, don't know anybody who would want some automated message sent to them.
I think it's illegal.
It is?
Well, there's laws against auto-dialing. You can auto-dial a few times, but not more than a few times. And I would guess that the similar laws, or even these laws, would impact SMSing as well.
Huh.
There's something called SMS spam in the I don't think so.
I mean, I can't think of anything I would like less than SMS spam that automatically sends something to me every 5 minutes. Now, Shakita, I'm sure that whoever you want to send happy birthday to, that your intentions are good. But maybe you want to rethink
happy
it
birthday.
If you want to keep
happy
the
birthday.
Friend.
That's very annoying.
Yeah, right.
Happy birthday.
Yes,
no.
It's still my birthday.
Have
oh my
I
God.
Told you happy birthday? Happy
yes.
Birthday.
Stop it.
Happy birthday.
All right. So whether it's a voicemail, a video, I don't think we got any videos this week, but we get so many emails that sometimes they get lost
Thank
in
you.
The shuffle.
Thank
emails, whatever, however you want to talk to us. We love getting feedback and tips and suggestions and questions and stuff like that. You can write us at iPadToday at twit.tv. You can send us a voicemail. The number is 757-504-IPAD. That's our Google Voice number.
So many ways.
Or you can send us a video. And if you did send us a video and you're saying, Sarah, I did. Why didn't you see it? If you can put video in like all caps in the subject line, it'll make it easier because we get a lot of emails. And it can be difficult for me to see that stuff jump out. Just make sure that you upload the video somewhere and then send us the link so we don't have to download any attachments.
Yeah, we don't like that.
And thanks in advance.
So the guy who's got his dad to watch Tim Tebow on the iPad, I love that. But really, for future reference, there's an easier way. It's called Slingbox. And you really ought to take a look at this. Because what it does, and this would be a perfect situation. So he's away from home. He wants to watch the game.
I don't know what's going on there. That was weird.
Was that my Slingbox?
It was a little sneak
that
peek.
Might have been, no, that might have been my Slingbox.
No, that was your SoundCloud.
No, I think it was my Slingbox. I just launched the Sling Player. So here's the deal. I think that must be what it was. With Slingbox, you get the Slingbox, and you get it at Amazon, Best Buy. Go to slingbox.com to find all the places you can get it. And you plug it into your TV system. So your DVR, your satellite box, your cable box, your DVD, your Blu-ray player. I mean, anything you've got, you attach it. They have pass-throughs. So everything passes through the Slingbox. And then the other end of the Slingbox, you connect your Ethernet. So it's on the internet. Now, this is the beauty of it. Now, wherever you go, you could turn your iPad into a TV by logging into your Slingbox player at home. So you want to watch the Broncos game, and you're, you know, somewhere where they don't show it. You got it at home. Anything that's on your home TV system, you can watch. And I just think this is so
I mean, you cool. could pause. You can fast
you can,
forward.
You can set DVR recordings. Now, this is the Sling Player Mobile for the iPad. They've got it for iPhone. They've got it for Android phones. Of course, you can watch it on any computer.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, any portable device you can get online, you can watch your home TV system. No additional fees because, you know, you're already paid for it because it's your home TV system. It is so cool. Everybody who has Slingbox just goes crazy for it, just loves it, and I want you to try it right now. Go to Slingbox.com to find a Slingbox dealer near you. I know they have it on Amazon. I know they have it at Best Buy. Fry's has it. A lot of places have it. Slingbox. It is amazing. Actually, slingbox.com/twit. We got the whole everything you need to know right there. Slingbox.com/twit. Just love this.
I love it. Yeah. It's like packing up your living room wherever you go.
Well, half the time we're doing this show, I'm watching my soaps.
That's why we seem so unorganized all the time, because I just am. And Leo is actually watching Real Housewives.
What?
I don't know what the latest... it's so sad now that I don't have cable anymore.
You're a cord cutter. So you can't see Real Housewives?
Well, it's just not on Hulu. And I don't go through the trouble to download anything illegally.
You know what you missed on Regis and Kelly? I was just watching. It was so great. Kelly Ripa was being Snooki. It was so funny. Snooki Ripa.
Yeah, that's funny.
You missed that. Is it time to put on the hat?
Yeah, it is. It is. By the way, Leo had forwarded me this really nice email that somebody had sent us, that we were the Regis and Kelly of Twit.
Really? I forwarded that to you.
Yeah, you read it.
Are you Regis,
or maybe you just forwarded. I think I'm Regis, because you're so svelte and perky. You're so Kelly. So, okay, this app I have been, you actually suggested it to me, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. This is Yamaha's TNRI app. And I was afraid to play around with it because I get overwhelmed with music apps that are meant for people like Henry, your son, who actually likes to tinker around and make songs from scratch. And I'm not really good at that. And every time I play around with an app, I'm just, I don't know, I never get very far. And then I lose interest because I don't have a lot of musical talent.
By the way, your cap, very mod.
Do you like it?
Yeah, you're a mod.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm into it. It's kind of
Carnaby Street.
Yeah. It's a what?
Carnaby Street.
A Carnaby Street hat?
It's Carnaby Street hat.
I feel like it's... I just want to start graffitiing up the place.
You're making music, Banksy.
Yeah, I am.
Look at that.
So can we hear this?
Yeah.
All right. So this is...
It's kind of just doing stuff.
So this is
Wait a minute. This is like the game of life.
So here's the neat thing about this is these are actually just little... music notes that I'm putting onto a grid, and every time I add something, it adds
a
little bit of a sound. Yeah, so this is a very, very, very simple little music sequence that I've put together.
I love this.
And what you have on the left and the right-hand side, this is almost like a game. And in fact, you can connect this to Game Center and create songs with up to like four other people and share stuff. Is that like, here's my beats per minute, right? So if I want to like...
You're going to the club, you want 180.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to go like, mm-hmm. you could. Mm-hmm.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah, let's have some fun. Now, I can also add, so this is like one layer. You can almost think of it as like Photoshop layers, where this is one layer of a song.
I think I'm going in atrial fibrillation right now.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Well, that was kind of the idea.
Okay.
And then I can change the instruments.
For years.
To ion or particle or neutron. Oh, so you could say like, okay.
Can
you
mix different instruments?
Well, yeah, you can do so many things, and here's the thing. Okay, so this is really time-consuming. It's going to take a while for you to get a song that's really awesome. So instead of actually going through this in real time, because you guys will lose interest really quickly, let's go to all blocks, and then I'm going to go ahead and auto-load.
Does it come with this, or did you write this?
No, this comes with this. So you go like, oh, this is neat. This is pretty cool. So... this sounds pretty cool. Does it change? No. Well, turns out I'm actually just listening to one layer. So let's move on to layer 15.
Can you mix all the layers together?
Yeah.
Wow, look at this. And you know, I love
the
visuals.
This is also something that I can record live, so I can become kind of a DJ thing.
Right. I love the visuals.
Yeah, isn't that neat? So this gives you a much better sense of the type of music that you can create.
Wow.
As long as you put the time and effort into it. This is not something that you're going to be able to create in, you know, a minute. But once you get used to the format, and by the way, it really didn't seem intuitive to me at first at all. It took me a while to figure out how the layers worked, because the way that this Yamaha app works. Yeah, you're great.
You know, my shirt looks just like the app.
Yeah. I don't know. This is you know, this is one of these things where it's time waster, right?
I feel like I wish I had a pacifier right now.
Yeah, good stuff.
That's
so anyway,
what's that called?
It's called Yamaha TNR-I.
And is it, how much?
Well, it's $20.
Yeah, see, a lot of these synths are very expensive.
Yeah, it's $20 because this is an emulator of...
It's one of their things.
Yeah. Oh. It's like an actual MIDI, you know, component that you can buy from Yamaha's website. It's the iPad equivalent to something that actual music, like, you know, 808 files would actually want.
Got an 808 hat and an 808 mic. Got an 808 iPad and an 808 stand.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way,
what?
This just in on my notifications.
What?
OMG, tell Sarah I love her hat. It's so awesome. That's amazing.
Okay, thanks.
So let's go to my thing.
Okay.
Whatever that is.
It's your app cap.
My app cap. It's called SoundCloud. You know, SoundCloud's been around for a long time. In fact, I found out about SoundCloud because my son uses SoundCloud to upload his music. So he makes music on Logic, but you could do it. You could actually do it with podcasts or anything. And it's a way of sharing your stuff with the world. They'll comment on it. They'll respond to it. You could even use this SoundCloud app just out for the iPad to record stuff because it's got a little record button.
This is like the number one DJ tool. All the DJs always have SoundCloud
pages. It's Flickr for audio.
Yeah.
Think of it that way.
All right, let's go.
So... She's going to a cappella freestyle.
These rappers is so much need. I take one of my raps and give them one.
I mean, this is really cool. And you could follow her. So it really becomes...
It's like an indie tool.
Yeah. Now, my son is on here, by the way. I should really...
He uses some profanity. So if anyone listening to the live stream doesn't want to hear anything profane... Might want to just cover your ears for the next minute
because
we can't be...
Mean.
But we don't know because before the show, we were doing it by accident.
But that's
I just
want to
give people a heads up. Exactly.
All right. So, by the way, you can also... You see, I'm following all my Facebook friends. You can follow your Facebook friends there. Shall we record something?
Yes, sure.
you can use my current location. All right, here we go. I got an 808 snare drum, an 808 hat, an 808 microphone, an 808
Wow, 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 wow.
Okay, so now I've recorded it. And I could save it. I got an 808 snare drum, an 808 hat, an 808... All right. Maybe you don't want to save it, but you could.
Well, let's listen to somebody who actually has some talent.
Should I... let's listen to my son. Let me just look up my son here.
No, he does a lot of, like, he's taking samples from songs.
Well, no, a lot of this stuff is original.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He does dubstep. He's using Logic to do it. Let me see if I can find him.
So this is not... You don't have to compose something within SoundCloud. You could.
Right.
But you can also just import files.
Let's try House of Love. How bad could that be?
I think that sounds great.
Welcome to the House of Love.
Is that his voice?
Yeah, that is. And I don't know if we should... Anytime there's vocals, it makes me nervous.
Why?
Well, he says bad words because he's a young... How about I'm 16?
Okay.
That's good.
That sounds good.
It's actually... He's a little into the dubstep.
Let's say Henry was like, I'm really serious about this music career. This is something my SoundCloud page or somebody who has the app.
19 people here. He's got 19 sounds. He's got 44 followers. He's got 3 likes on this song. I mean, I'm going to say I like it too. So that's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
He's from Distracto Dank Sack in Petaluma, United States.
Really?
Apparently.
Distracto Dank Sack? That's maybe the coolest place in the world. I love it. I want to go to there. So this is not only can he find like-minded folks who like the same music as him, and they can trade tracks and listen to
himself. And this is where it's really most useful. If you're an independent artist, you can get an audience and following. And it's really great.
Yeah, there are a lot of... really high-profile DJs or music makers, whatever, artists in general that use SoundCloud for all their stuff. Especially, like, if there's a new mix of a song that's already really popular, sometimes they'll upload it to SoundCloud first. You know, you get a little preview before the EP comes out. It's good stuff.
It can be spoken word. Robert Scoble uses it that way. He records little SoundCloud tidbits, my thoughts on the Lytro camera. And that's if you want to use the record feature, that would be another way to do
this. Hey,
this
is Robert Scoble, and I just came out of the Lytro.
Why does he have to say it's Robert Scoble when it's Robert Scoble already?
Yeah, that's just the way he is.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Hey, Robert Scoble here. I say I'm Robert Scoble. That's how pervasive it is. So you could use this. You put this on your iPad or your iPhone. There's an iPhone version as well. And you could use this as a way to make a podcast, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, you know, visually it's not super dynamic or anything, but I just...
Well, it's about audio.
Yeah.
So it doesn't
really
matter.
Like it.
And
really
it's
like
free.
It. It's absolutely
Some
free.
People in the chat room were like, Sarah's app cap is $20. That is so lame. Listen,
well,
this is for like a music professionals, right?
You don't want to spend a lot of money.
If you're like a Yamaha person, then you already know what I'm talking about. If you don't want to spend a lot of money and you want to have a little bit more fun, SoundCloud is definitely the way to go. And they, this is brand new. I mean, I think it just came out today.
Let's listen to a little bit of Cocoon Smoothie by Hank LaPorte as we
say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
I'm sorry. The end of the show has come. We have to say goodbye, and it's always so sad. But
here comes the drop.
Oh.
That's it for iPad today.
Oh.